everybody else is.
Well, when we left off last evening, we left something unfinished. We had something that was hanging. And so we'll use that as an entry into the few thoughts we're going to try to get to this evening. The thing that we left hanging is something that is very fundamental. And it is necessary to complete and thorough healing. And it is implicit in everything that we talked about last evening. We began talking in a petty way about the words curing and healing. Curing we associated with material remedies, and healing we associated more with the psycho-spiritual transformation that takes place in healing. Now that distinction is a distinction that is based on the fundamental structure of the cosmos. The cosmos itself might be said to be made up of undertones from the primordial cosmic word, which is the ultimate good vibration. And these undertones from the creative word we know as successive states of being of increasing density. In the Rosicrucian philosophy, we call those states of being of increasing density worlds. The worlds we hinted at yesterday as we followed the psychologic of the development of a creative impulse. We said that in a creative impulse, when it becomes manifest, is first expressed as thought. In order to find fulfillment, the creative impulse through thoughts evoke desires. And the desires are not fulfilling usually in themselves. So what they do is they instigate actions. Now that's the general course of things. The actions result in a precipitate of material conditions, because it's trying to find the end of things, it's trying to be completely fulfilled in whatever creativity the spirit wants, and it finds that fulfillment in the greatest amount of limitation that we have here in the chemical region of the physical world. Now, not all of these different states of a creative impulse need to be carried out all of the way. For example, if we're thinking about somebody else's manner of thinking, we don't have to carry that out to be a desire. Or if we have an emotion, and that emotion is not something that needs to be fulfilled in an action, that part of the desire world will not become manifest in the physical. Things are carried out only as far as they need to be carried out. Some of them are not carried out very far at all, and it's not because they don't need to be carried out further. It's because the will of the creative being, the creative thinker, is not strong enough to impel them all the way to be carried out to their full breath. So, we find that the material world is where forms of matter are precipitated. They are a residue of experience. Now, this takes place in the solar cosmos, and it takes place in individual human beings. So this is the end of the line right here. We can't go any further down. Now accompanying this descent into matter, or into materiality, there is a parallel descent into externality. In fact, in our fallen humanity, our exaggerated fall into matter has effectively blinded us to inwardness. We can't see the inside of anything. All we see are the outsides. And when we're looking with our senses, which are completely of the chemical region of the physical world, when we look with our senses, we're usually experiencing only reflections, echoes. That's where our lights, our eyes see reflections of light. Our ears hear sound that has been bounced off of something. Nothing really penetrates into our inner consciousness. Now, what we're describing when we describe this train of a creative impulse is we're describing a part of what is called the spirit-matter pole. Now, in abstract, the spirit-matter pole is more of a concept. It's a way to understand reality, and it isn't something that is an absolute. So if we proceed in one direction, things become more material and the consciousness is more directed outward. If we proceed the other direction, our attention is turned inward and it is turned more toward the spirit. When we go downward and outward, we encounter greater limitation. And when we go inward and upward, we experience much more freedom, and things are much more unformed or informal, even unlimited, you might say. Downward is more toward form, upward is more toward life. When we look in the downward direction, what we experience is more of the meaning as it is found in form.